All right, here we go. Friday, April 23rd, 2021. Today we have one of the linchpin tests, test number 10. And if you recall, earlier in the week, I said on Monday I was going to take advantage of that not-for-time option and just move. On the lifting day, you know, we respect the heavy days. We just lifted. That was great. Challenging, but doesn't beat you up. We had an EMOM, okay, a 30-minute EMOM, that maybe on that day I would have chosen not to really just push the pace, do it more casually and just move and keep the pace on the minutes, but not make it a sprint. Because when I looked forward in the week, took my rest day on Thursday, of course, I saw test 10 today, and I wanted to have a little wizard pepper left in the tank just to bring it. And then I also looked ahead to tomorrow, and I was like, it's another day I might try to bring it as well. So over the course of 5 days of training, my days that I wanted to punch it this week kind of fell on Friday, Saturday, and therefore I modulated my intensity over the course of the week to allow myself to do it, because it's a very rare person that can just go 100% every day. And if you can do that, you won't be able to do it for long. It's just not simply sustainable. So modulating yourself, taking into account the totality of the week's training, is a great place to start to get with your thinking and your personal planning. Here's today, Linchpin Test 10. Also have a partner version in store in case, you know, fitness with friends is fun. Test 10 is 5 rounds for time, 15 wall ball shots, and 15 power cleans. That's it. Just a simple, innocent little couplet. The wall ball shots are prescribed with a 20-pound ball for the men, a 14 for women. Traditionally, men would throw to a 10-foot target, women to a 9-foot target. And the power clean today is prescribed at 95 pounds for the men, 65 pounds for women. And if you haven't done this before, and you've got some capacity, it might look pretty darn unintimidating, right? I mean, a 95-pound power clean for a lot of people is not a big deal. But that's the point. It is designed in the way, ideally, to lure the athlete in, to just going for it. But also, with the movements and the rep ranges and the loading, give an athlete an opportunity to, once they depress the accelerator, to be able to keep it down to a decent amount, to ideally express some nice intensity. So that's why I would have tried to organize my effort levels over the course of the week to be ready for today. The two-person team version, it's kind of more chipper style. So two people for time, they knock out 150 wall balls, only one person working at a time. Once they're done with a total of 150 wall balls, they make their way through 150 power cleans. And again, only one athlete ever working at the barbell at any time. And you could divide that number of reps up in any way that you want. You have to do all the wall balls before you do the power cleans, but maybe somebody by the end of it does 90 out of 150 wall balls and somebody else does 60. In that partnership, I would gladly do the 60 and have somebody else do the 90. We've got a video showing the wall ball shot as well as the power clean. Super fitness robot time, 8 minutes or less. It's possible and people are certainly going to do it, and my hat's off to them. Wall balls eat me alive. More likely time, in the neighborhood of 11 minutes. Reasons to scale, maybe that many reps at the 95-pound or 65-pound power clean or the wall ball is a bit too much for you. We can also, of course, lower the height of the wall ball throw is another option. But scale today, 5 rounds for time, 15 wall ball shots with a 14-pound ball for men, 10-pound ball for women, and then 15 power cleans, and we knocked the loading down to 75 pounds for men and 55 pounds for women. That prescribed version, don't think you need to hit it unbroken, okay? There'll be some people out there who do, and that's incredibly impressive, but it's certainly not required. Certainly not. And we also have a two-person team version for the scaled option in the same manner as was the prescribed, but just with the scaled loadings. Limited equipment option. 5 rounds for time of, they don't have a wall ball, right? So they're going to do 10 goblet squats, and that is with just a dumbbell. So men will use just a 50-pound dumbbell, or women just a 35-pound dumbbell, and you basically hold it against your chest, and you just do squats with it, okay? So you're just basically holding one dumbbell, and you're doing 10 squats. That's what the goblet squat is. Then for the second movement, the dumbbell power cleans, you'll need both dumbbells. So men with a pair of 50s, women with a pair of 35s. So the limited equipment crew, 5 rounds for time, 10 goblet squats, 15 dumbbell power cleans. And then, of course, they have a 2-person team version as well. And there's a video there showing the dumbbell power clean. No equipment workout. For time, 150 beautiful jumping air squats. And we've got a video showing the air squat, and it is just that. It's just your classic traditional air squat, but instead of simply standing all the way up at the top, you'll jump into the air. You don't have to do like a max height like you're trying to dunk a basketball. Just jumping 2 or 3 inches into the air each time, that's all that's needed, and that it adds up quickly. And of course, we have a 2-person team version. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. There's an either or, one of the parts there being a barbell complex. So the first part, first choice I should say, is either dumbbell front rack lunge, just 3 challenging sets, depending upon the dumbbell weights or kettlebells or whatever it is you're going to lunge, and the distance that you go. I say 3 sets of 10 to 20 meters because it just depends on, again, I don't know how heavy the objects are that you have to lunge with, but dumbbell front rack lunge, there's a video showing that. That's option number 1. Or linchpin barbell complex number 4, which is for load. So you choose the load, and the load should be appropriately challenging. It does not need to be unbroken, but just needs to be appropriately challenging. The one time, this is one complete complex. 7 power cleans, and then 7 thrusters. So it's not power clean thruster, power clean thruster. No, you do 7 power cleans, then you do 7 thrusters. That's one complex, one complete complex. So we say, you know, recommend performing 2 to 4 complexes, and you would rest a couple minutes between each one of them, and it certainly does not need to be unbroken. Windshield wipers are the other part of the optional accessory work. Fun for the whole family, profoundly challenging, but there's also a way to scale it down and make it a bit more user-friendly. You'll see that in the video. 15 to 40 reps in as few sets as possible. And finally, of course, cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes of casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then for the stretch, wall stretch for the shoulder, wall stretch for the leg, and then foam roller for your back and lats, but of course, you can do just about your whole body. Holding those stretches for 1 to 2 minutes, and each one of those things also is accompanied by a video. Hope you enjoyed Test 10. One more day left out in the week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for Saturday's training.